141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night for Scotland. A point is all that's needed against Ukraine to win the group and go straight into the Euro playoffs. And the incentives don't stop there, with promotion to League A and seeding for the next set of qualifiers at stake for Stevie Clark's side. But the manager's not without his headaches. A number of first team players miss out through injury and suspension. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight, you've got Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
It's a huge night for us. This tournament may not be the biggest tournament for other nations, but it's a route into the playoffs for the Euros, which we've used before. So this game means everything to us, and we're going to have to do it the hard way. You know, we've been brilliant so far in these last couple of games, but Steve Clark with an injury list, the length of his arm, and he's going to have to shuffle the pack to get a result. It's going to be tough. I believe we can do it though.
Yeah, I do agree. I think it's going to be a very tough night for us, Gordon. Although we take a lot of confidence after our performance at Hampden against Ukraine, I think this is a different ball game tonight. We're missing really important, influential players for us. So whoever comes in needs to step up to the mark. We're away from home. Ukraine aren't as bad as what they looked at Hampden. This will be difficult.
01419511025. Come on, it's a big match night, which means you must have something on your mind. The range of emotions out there. Either you're wildly optimistic that the job will be done, maybe you're fearing the worst because of all the absentees, maybe you're somewhere in the middle. Whatever it is, 01419511025. Who should play? Before we get to anything else, who should play? Is it Ryan? Does Ryan Porteous come in and start in the back line, or is it Declan Gallagher or Stephen Kingsley? There's no Scott McTominay, so you go and Ryan Jack in there. Does Billy Gilmore get a shout? Is it Kenny McLean? All the pre-match questions, but you need to provide the answers. 0141 951 1025. And every single person who gets onto the show to speak to the guys tonight goes into the draw to win a brand new Scotland top. It's the away top. We did the home one last night. It's a cracker, nice white Adidas effort. So either you'll be looking sharp when you go to the fives or to the games, or of course you could give it to someone as a nice gift and you'll be extremely popular. So just for getting on to make a point to the guys tonight, we'll put everyone into the hat, pull out a winner before the end of the show, and happy days to whoever gets their hand on it. So 01419511025. Football, Mark, gives with one hand and takes with the other. If you had offered Scotland, Stevie Clark, the fans, the players, the chance to only need a point out the last game to top the group, you would take the hand off. Absolutely, yeah. Going in with all these players out is not ideal though.
No, of course not. I mean, if you look back to that game in Ireland where we got absolutely thumped, I don't think many of us would have predicted that we would have been sitting in this situation. Especially the performance and result over Ukraine. Maybe not so much a performance against Republic of Ireland, but the result, and we would have taken all day long. But like you say, it is cruel. I mean, when we seem to be getting things going in the right direction, we always seem to come up against a wee speed bump where a real influential player isn't there. You know, one of our top defenders aren't there, or our top striker isn't it. It's a combination of everything tonight. And that makes it incredibly difficult for Steve Clark, having to call up players who haven't been part of the squad in years or ever. The day before you go is never ideal preparation, and some of them could feature tonight. So Ukraine obviously changed 11 players as well in their game at the weekend. What will they do? Will they revert back to the squad that played at Hampden? It's a tough one to call. Daz is right. It's going to be a really tough... It would have been a really tough night for us anyway. We are full strength team out, but it's even harder tonight. So anything can happen. I've just got that bit of optimism that we will get that point that we need.
Still a great position to be in, Gordon. That's what I said in terms of that context. When you take a step back, a group that has clearly a tricky opponent in Republic of Ireland, an opponent that's meant to be better than you in Ukraine, they're meant to finish ahead of you, and we saw how good they were in the summer, to go into the last game simply needing a point to top the group straight into the Euro playoffs, seeded for the next set of qualifiers and promotion to League A of the Nations League. That's a good position to be in. football does that to you, I guess, with the absentees sometimes.
Yeah, a massive blow, there's no doubt. With the injury situation, the suspension situation and the illness situation, I'd rather this game be probably at Hampden Park, because we'll have to rely on people tonight that don't regularly get a game. But that's what happens, you step up to the mark sometimes, and these boys will need to do that. Be interesting to see the tactics, be interesting to see the team. You know, that 1 point, sometimes you think they would sit in and try and defend and hit them in the counter and take the point, or do we go for the three? Now, you're looking at a Ukraine side that I thought we rattled them, because I thought we played the best football I've seen in a long time from Scotland at Hampden when we beat them 3-0. This is a team that last seven Nations Leagues have only lost one at home, and that's in counting playing at Poland as well. So it shows you how difficult this has got to be away from home tonight.
Come on then, what do you think? 0141 951 1025. Sounds to me a bit like Gordon DL's fearing the worst. Maybe you want to put a more positive spin on things. Please do. And who should play? Are we going to see Ryan Porteous start this massive game for Scotland? Will it be Stephen Kingsley? Will it be Declan Gallagher? And what about midfield? No minutes at all for the golden boy of last year, Billy Gilmore. No minutes across this international break. Does he suddenly come in? Does Ryan Jack plug the Scott McTominay gap? Is it Kenny McLean? Is it someone else? What do you think is going to happen tonight? 0141 951 1025. And every person who makes it on air goes into the draw to win a brand new Scotland away top as well. So if you're in any doubt about picking up the phone, that should answer your queries. Ross is first up tonight. How are you feeling about the game, Ross? Optimistic?
Yeah, Gordon, I'm feeling very, very optimistic. I think in the back of two good results for Scotland, I don't see why Scotland can't go there tonight and get a result. Obviously, a point's all we need, but I do think Scotland will get all three.
Yeah, Mark, it must help to... Well, look, maybe it's our fault. We've started on a negative with the absentees, but mentally, psychologically, the squad goes in a very good place. Two impressive wins in the last week. People calling the Ukraine performance the best they've seen in X amount of years. So it's a nice position to be in.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I even think for the boys who didn't feature much or at all in those games, it still spills over, that feel-good factor in about the camp, in about the hotel, on the training ground the next day for those who didn't play. You still feel upbeat. So you have to take the positives out of that and think that these guys will take that feeling into the game. It's just a lot different where, you know, the ability of the guys missing. I think there is a gap. If you look at McKenna to Porteous and the way McTominay's playing to Jack or Gilmore, and I didn't think I would be saying that probably a year ago, because Gilmore was, you know, could do no wrong in my eyes. There is a gap, and that would be my worry. The gap between Patterson and Hickey seems to have been bridged a bit, because Hickey's looked comfortable. I think Patterson's still the better player, so I think we're fine there. Taylor, compared to Tierney or Robertson, as much as I like Taylor and he's done brilliant this season, I still think there's a gap there. So that's my worry. It's not a feel-good factor. I think the guys who represent us tonight will be banging confidence, there's a definite gap in ability.
Ah, brilliant. You two have got me feeling really up for this.
I'm not feeling it. There's no fire in the belly tonight, Gordon.
I think we need a speech from you.
Yeah.
Did you see Michael Sheen doing his Welsh speech for the national team? I think you're the man to do it for Scotland.
I finished the show last Thursday with a bit of positivity, and it seemed
and
to
it worked,
work.
It did, yeah.
Spurred the lads on. Steve obviously put that into the dressing room, put it on the wall. I'm looking for a big performance tonight, but I'm not feeling the fire in the belly. I'm not feeling the love.
I thought we were getting an inspirational quote there, did you?
Just no, talking about his, no, yeah. Talking about his belly.
That's something entirely different of my. Get him a Rennie or something at the break, will you?
I need people to come on.
This is unrelated to the football.
I need people to come on here and inspire
put fire
me.
In your
Ross,
belly.
Inspire me. Come on,
curry.
Ross,
tell him why it's all going to be okay.
I just think, obviously, when you look at the last two results in Scotland, we beat Ukraine comfortably last week, and I just think that Scotland are in a really good place now. I don't see why we shouldn't be positive about tonight. But for me, I just think there's one guy in particular that I think should have deserved a call-up, and that's Alan Forrest. I don't know why he's not been given a shot. He's scoring goals for Hearts. And again, obviously, you're talking about giving guys a chance. I think tonight would have been ideal for him.
Well, I suppose he's behind his teammate in the pecking order in Barry McKay. Gordon, who's a favourite of yours this season. There was a clamour for him to be in the initial squad. He wasn't. Then with the first set of replacements, he wasn't. And now he's been called up along with Stephen Kingsley. Alan Forrest is having a good season. Is he still behind Barry McKay though?
Yeah, for me. I think we've got enough in the forward areas. I'm looking at guys that have come on making an impact. Ryan Fraser, for instance, I think he'll start tonight. I think that we've got enough in that department. Yes, Forrest is having a good season. I'm delighted McKay's had a call up. Okay, it's under circumstances, it's injury suspensions and whatever, but I think they'll do the lad the world of good, because I think this season he's been absolutely terrific for Hearts. I really do.
What about at the back, Ross? If it is a straight shout between Ryan Porteous, Declan Gallagher, or maybe Stephen Kingsley, who got called up late, which of them gives you the most confidence?
I think Porteous for me. I know he comes under a lot of criticism and stuff about maturity and stuff, but I think defensively I do like Porteous, and I think he'll do a job for Scotland. Stephen, obviously Kingsley, I do rate him as well, but if I was one of the three, for me, Ryan Porteous would be my Scotland team.
Yeah, Mark, I mean, from the weekend, we go without Scott McKenna. You look at guys that have played a lot previously. There's no Grant Hanley, there's no John Souter, there's no Liam Cooper, there's no Kieran Tierney, who of course can go in there. So it looks like it is a choice between those three. Ross is going Ryan Porteous. Which one are you going for?
I could see why Porteous would be selected out of them. Now,
I feel like there's a butt coming here.
I was going to say Gallagher because of Steve Clarke's trust in him. And
Steve Clarke's big on that, isn't he?
Yes, and he knows the job he can do. When Gallagher played that game against Serbia, and everybody was, remember on the phones, people were saying, no, it's wrong choice. It was magnificent. Steve Clarke put his trust in him, he repaid him. I just wonder if he'll do the same tonight. I think Porteous, for attributes, would be better suited to that back line in terms of pace, and he's aggressive. But there is always a but with Porteous.
Mark, I'm going to put my coaching hat on just for 1 minute here.
He's been gathering dust, that thing. I've not seen that in a while.
I'm going to give you a little bit of education why I think Steve Clarke will be looking at Porteous at centre half tonight. The reason being, I think Scotland's success lately has been the fact that they can push up because of the pace with McKenna, Henry. The guys at the back are very quick. It gives the midfield time to dominate the midfield, get closer and go and play for
us. Your front guys to press as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%, Gordon. I'm glad you're joining in.
Thank you.
I just said that point before he brought his coaching hat.
But my coaching hat
doesn't
says
fit
that
very well either, does it?
Porteous will start tonight. That's what I'm saying to you. And I think they'll allow Scotland to push up and go and play from middle to front. And that's what I'm saying.
I've got images of him with like the Harry Potter sorting hat type thing on.
Makes him wise.
Things he's never been called before. I don't know. Is that a side of it that sometimes gets overlooked? Because it's all right saying, well, look, Declan Gallagher could be the best header of the ball out of the lot. He could be the toughest tackler of the lot. He could be lots of things. If your back line, if your whole team strategy has been built on having a quick back four, like it has been in the last two games, do you try and replicate that? Or do you then do everything differently? Because if you don't have a back four that you feel can recover and play a high line, then you can't really have Shea Adams and John McGinn and Ryan Fraser pressing from the front, can you?
It affects the full team, and holes quickly become apparent in the middle of the pitch. And we've seen this Ukrainian team, what they can do when that happens. Like that Serbia game, Serbia played into Scotland's hands that game, and Declan Gallagher was outstanding because they were heading for Mitrovic. This Ukrainian team aren't going to play that way.
That's why I think that night, because look, Mitrovic is unbelievable, so we can't take anything away, but he was able to go right up against them. Right, Mitrovic with his back to Declan Gallagher. Declan Gallagher loved it.
He loved it. He loved the battle. I don't think he would flourish that much tonight with people running about him and how quick they are on the break and how clever they are.
Has been in decent form though for St Mirren.
He has been, but I just think for Daz's reasons with that coaching hat on, that Porteous with the pace will be in. But he always is such a gamble because of how hot-headed he is at times, and he needs to get out of his game at international
level.
Steve
Clarke does seem to be massive on trust though. If you've got a Declan Gallagher there, he's got 9 caps, Ryan Porteous has got none. Declan Gallagher helped you qualify for the Euros.
Yeah.
How much of a part does that play?
Well, it does play a huge part, because you look throughout Steve Clarke's tenure, Scotland manager, Stephen O'Donnell and even Taylor at times, you know, guys who have done it for him in the past at club level have been rewarded at international level, and they've never let him down, to be honest. So he could look at that. So it's a big call. It really is.
Right, thank you, Ross. Ross goes into the hat for that new Scotland away top. Every caller who comes on tonight will do the same. So he'll be joined by Paul in Hamilton. How are you feeling about tonight, Paul?
Squeaky bum time, to be honest, guys. It just always seems to, you seem to mess up when they get there. We're always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Have they lost too many key players tonight? I think that personally. So I'm not really confident.
I wonder though, right, Paul, that's that great Scottish thing. We're all scarred, and depending on what age you are, you're scarred by, you know, more of it than other people, but there are degrees of failure, are there not, Paul? Should we not start showing a bit of faith in the sense that we hadn't made a tournament in 23 years and then we did it? Yeah, it didn't go as well as people planned once we got there, but we also hadn't really made any playoffs either, and Stevie Clarke's team also did that. Granted, that didn't go as well, but to say that we always sort of mess up, or we, you know, is this team not deserving a little bit more belief?
I think so. I mean, it's the obviously the first half they were a wee bit poor in the sort of against Ireland. Second half, I totally upped the game and we changed the game. The game we played against Ukraine at Hampden, it's Richard night and day. We just ripped them apart. Are we going to do that again? We're going away from home. I don't know. I still think there's too many key boys out. Some of the sort of you're talking about 46, etc., you know, coming into the fold tonight, has he had a lot of time to work with them? No, necessarily so. Because, I mean, obviously, Stevie Clarke just seems to be set, the set team. And with too many people out, I think it maybe take away from us.
Does no one think that Stephen Kingsley can make a late run now? I get the logic that he wasn't even in the initial squad, so how does he leapfrog Ryan Portis or Declan Gallagher? But that has happened in the past.
I like Kingsley, I really do. I think he's got a terrific left foot, dangerous at set plays. No, I think my choice tonight, I think that Steve Clarke will go with Portis because of the reasons I said, with the pushing up and try to give the midfield and the front men.
I've got an answer for you. I've got an answer for you.
Do you want the team? I'll name the team without even looking at it.
Go on then.
Okay. I'll go Gordon,
obviously.
Hickey, yep. Henry, Portis, Taylor, McGregor, McLean, Christie, McGinn, Fraser and Adams.
It's a bit different from that.
Is it?
You're not bad. Craig Gordon in goal. Back four of Hickey, Henry, Porteous and Greg Taylor. A midfield of Callum McGregor, Ryan Jack and Kenny McLean.
Oh, who's he missed today?
John McGinn, Ryan Fraser and Shea Adams.
One, Christie.
So Christie and Armstrong both drop to the bench and they stay there with, you know, everyone else is fit really. Dykes does make it to the bench despite the illness. I think Armstrong was perhaps struggling with that illness as well. He's on the bench. So yeah, that is your lot to worry. Well, we've got you on the phone then, Paul. I mean, it is Ryan Porteous. The likes of Jack and McLean come into the team. Are you still feeling a bit nervous about the full thing?
As long as Ryan Porteous screws him up, because he's not exactly got the best reputation, is he? It's hard to say, man. He's playing half decent, but there's always that sort of link where he's getting a long amount of tightrope at times with some of his sort of tackles and after ball incidents and stuff like that.
Well, it's a huge night for Ryan Porteous, that's for sure. He plays for Scotland from the start. Ryan Jack and Kenny McLean play as well. Interesting. What do you make of that team? I'll give you some time to get your thoughts together. Paul goes into the draw for the new Scotland top, and so will you if you get in touch right now and tell us what you made of that team.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Big night for Scotland, so naturally we recruited a punditry team with one half a cap between them. Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. The team is out.
You laughing at? You're the one with the half a cap.
Do you know what? Actually, doesn't make me feel that bad that you've only got half.
Surely you'd rather have half them.
No, I don't.
None?
No, it's a full lot for me.
Steve Clarke has picked Ryan Porteous at the heart of his defence. Decimated with injury, suspension, illness, Ryan Porteous plays. Ryan Jack and Kenny McLean come into the midfield as well. There is a lot to get through with that team, so pick up the phone and let us know what you made of it. Of course, every person who gets on air tonight goes into the hat to win a New Scotland away top as well. In fact, it's the top they will wear this evening, so you'll get a wee preview of it.
Nice.
Let's bring in Alistair, who is from Pollock. I think, Alistair, when you called in, we didn't have the team and you were going to suggest that Ryan Jack should start. You've got your wish. Why is that the right call?
Well, I think Ryan Jack's got a wee bit more experience than the other guys, and I think he gives you more of a dig, and he can open the defence up really good. And I was very impressed when we beat Ireland. The first half was great, but the second half, I thought they were tremendous.
Yeah, I'm not sure we had the chance to even get to that debate. Who would you have gone for in there? I mean, funnily enough, they're now both there. I was spinning it earlier, you know, it would be Jack or McLean to replace Scott McTominay. Actually, they both play. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I thought McLean would definitely play. Steve Clark's got a sort of a liking for McLean. He brings him on, obviously. He plays him in important games as well. So tonight, with the fact that he needed bodies in there, I thought McLean would fit in somewhere. I'm quite happy with Jack McGregor. It's worked before. Two of them are experienced players. They know how to play that sitting midfield role. You know, defend. You know, it's going to be so important tonight to protect that back four. Obviously, Portis in there.
I mean, McTominay's been so good at it, hasn't he?
Yeah, brilliant at it. So it's a untried back four as well. It's, you know, Portis coming in for his first cap. Hickey's not played a lot. Taylor's not played a lot. Henry's probably not. He's probably the most capped one in there in the back four. So it's going to be so important to that protection. And I think McGregor and Jack, with the experience, knowledge, and ability, that's a good two for me with the options that he's got.
McGregor and Jack was the pairing that got us to the Euros, Mark. This was before Billy Gilmour burst onto the scene. You think of that night in Serbia, they were terrific. They played a lot around that time. Ryan Jack's had a really tough time with injury. And I think since that international break that we qualified against Serbia, I think he's started once for Scotland. It was the Poland friendly last year. So big night for him to come back in from the start.
Between the two, I don't think it would be Jack tonight. You know, the reasons Daz gave there, the games that he's took part in this season. I mean, Billy Gilmour's not played a lot of football, if any, this season.
1 minute, I believe.
1 minute. At least Ryan Jack has some competitive action and at a good level, Champions League level as well. I think that would have come into Steve Clark's thinking as well. But the partnership that they formed before, you know, their games haven't changed that much, even though Ryan Jack's been injured for a bit. I mean, McGregor and him got on like a house on fire in there. I think it served as well. So I don't see any worries of that. My concern would be in that midfield, just the Kenny McLean added to that.
Yeah, the shape of it must have changed a bit, because in the like we said, the other two games, McTominay and McGregor have been there. You know, McGinn's been further forward, and then Christie and Armstrong have been your sort of support attackers, and neither of them played. Does that surprise you?
If Armstrong's suffering a bit from illness, surprises me maybe if Christie isn't playing, if he's fully fit, because I think they fill those gaps defensively quite well, make us hard to play through. But when we're in an attacking sense, the two of them take up some nice positions. Now, Ryan Fraser, slightly different, but a winger. And McGinn, you're taking him out of that central area, where I think he's just so important. So I think swapping McLean for McGinn is a bit of a negative move. But
you think he's doing it?
Is that really the way it has to play out?
I see McLean, McGinn and Fraser. I see a 4-2-3-1. I see McGregor and Jack.
When does McLean ever play that forward?
But he's going to play into out, and he can play into out. There's no doubt. I can't see them looking at McGinn with the form that McGinn's on, the way he's played, to turn round and say, right, we're going to take you out of that. There's no chance he'll take him out of that position. Fraser will play off a flank. The only way you can fit McLean in there is if you change the system a little bit.
So where's he going to play? Off the left?
I think he'll play off the right. I think Fraser will play off the right, McLean will play off the left, into out. I don't see them changing 4-3-1.
For me, I thought McLean will just occupy that central role, so it'll be more of a flat three. Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
And
McGinn off the Adams to the left, with Fraser off the right. So I thought that's the way it looked. But I think McGinn's better in that central role, and I think it'd be taking a lot away after the good stuff we've done in the last two games, taking him out there. But I don't know, it might be different when the teams are actually on the pitch.
All right, let's
discard everything I just said.
The guy there will do something completely different.
Alistair, you think that's enough for that team to get the job done tonight?
I definitely do, because the way they've been playing the last couple of games, they've got a lot of confidence in Scotland just now, and it's good to see that again. I'm 63 and I've watched a lot of Scotland games, and I'm actually 100% confident for the night.
100% confidence, that's a good number for me, Gordon. I've no complaints with that.
Yeah, I've always said, whatever you do, always give 100%, unless you're donating blood, that's the case. But
can we dump that bit? Have we ever dumped a pundit before? I know we've had to, but if a caller swears or something. But
I think everybody's got to give 100%. I think on the night is if the players get it right, Gordon. Look, we are going in here with bags of confidence. There's no doubt in that.
Disgraceful, but I'm not even into that yet.
Why would you say that?
I don't know, I just come out there. But you're looking at, and I said at the start of the show, Ukraine in the seven games in the Nation League at home, counting playing in Poland, they've lost one that was against Germany. So it shows you there are no mugs at home. This has got to be difficult tonight.
Thank you, Alistair. Alistair goes into the hat to win that new Scotland away strip, which will be worn tonight. 01419511025. Mark, the thing that always fascinates me, and it will continue to do so, because we will never see what goes on in training. We just never will. So you'll never know that side of it. Although Billy Gilmore has only played 1 minute, had he gone in over the last 10 days and ripped it up and been head and shoulders above everyone else, maybe he still could have played. Do you then assume that hasn't been the case? Or was the managers close themselves off to that idea anyway? It's the bit that we'll never know. You can only sort of speculate about.
I think managers will go in open-minded. I don't think they'll close themselves off, because anything back, how often did Billy Gilmore play before he went into the team at Wembley? I think that was the argument then, that he's not played a lot of football. He'd just been called up, of course, to the squad. Was he not a replacement, him and Patterson?
Well, they were in the Euro squad, yeah, because you could add a couple
extra,
of extras.
The extra ones in. So I think if he was bang on it in training, like you say, ripping it up, I think he would have played.
The fact that Steve Clarke looks at it, Mark, and I know what you're saying about Gilmore, but he's got a point. A point does it for him tonight, right? Sometimes that's a bad position to be in, because you don't know where.
Kenny Miller was saying last night, he doesn't think, you two will know, he doesn't think that ever comes into your thought at all. Is that easier said than done?
No, I think maybe for a manager it might come in and go, right, if it's Gilmore and Jack, me personally, if I'm getting away from home and I'm looking at a situation where, right, a point does, but I'm going to try and get the three, who would I rather have in there? I'd play Jack before Gilmore away from home.
Though Gilmore on paper keeps the ball a lot for you, is it the physicality?
Yeah,
is that?
I just think that Jack tonight, with the back four that we keep talking about, gives the better protection for me. So that's why I think that Steve Clarke went right, because if you look in front, it is attacking. You know, Adams is very attacking, Fraser's attacking, McGinn's attacking, McLean can go and join in. So in front there's goals there. They'll get the width coming from Hickey down the right and Taylor down the left. I think the two centre halves need massive protection tonight, and I think Ryan Jack McGregor's the two guys to give them it.
Alistair's in the hat for the Scotland top. He'll be joined by Derek and Falkirk as well. Derek, a lot of absentees tonight. Is that the best team Stevie Clarke could have gone for, or would you have done something different?
No, I think it's probably the best that we could have probably hoped for under the circumstances. Just looking at the way we've been playing over the last few games, I think he's picked the right pairing at the centre, at the back. For me, I think Porteous, we all know he's got pace, and then what he will give us 110%, that's for sure.
I'm fascinated by this, Derek, because, do you know what, on nights like tonight, club allegiance doesn't matter. But the only reason I'm bringing it up is because every caller we had on last night usually said something along the lines of, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm a Rangers fan, so I think Ryan Porteous is a liability or whatever. You also happen to be a Rangers fan, but you've still got a bit of faith in him.
I've still got a bit of faith in him, but I still don't like him as a player. But, you know, I think he'll do a job for Scotland, definitely.
I mean, Mark, Ryan Porteous has become a... And there's a debate around him, but there's a big hype about whether he is ill-disciplined, whether he's not, whether it's over-exaggerated, whether he cheats, according to Jim Goodwin. You know, then the defenders of him would point out his disciplinary record actually isn't that bad. He's obviously, he's had some moments in high profile games when he goes toe to toe with Alfredo Morelos, and that can allow things to get maybe blown out of proportion. Where do you sit on it?
I would agree with the people that says there's a bit of an aggression problem there and discipline, although maybe it doesn't reflect in the cards he's been given. I think he gets caught up in things. I think that has taken a bit away from his game, because see, when you're playing at this level especially, you kind of get distracted in a fight with another player, because these players are too good, they just play around you. Now in the Premiership, maybe he gets away with it sometimes because teams aren't as good as him sometimes, but not at this level. So that's why it's such an important night for him. It's a night that he has to go out there and prove that he's made for this level. He's good enough ability wise I believe. Well, he's not as good as the ones that are missing, but I believe he's a good replacement, solid replacement. But he can't allow any of that nonsense to creep in tonight.
I wonder how it translates, Gordon. Look, it's away from home, but it's in Poland, it's not in Ukraine. I don't know if it's going to be a wild atmosphere as such. I don't have any idea whether Ukraine players do that level of research that they try and wind Ryan Portis up. You know, I wonder if in a strange way, it's not Hibs, it's not in front of your home fans, you're not up against Alfredo Morelos. I wonder if, I don't know, maybe the circumstances are absolutely fine and maybe all that stuff does get over-exaggerated with Ryan Portis.
But tonight, I think you'll look at it, Gordon, with the responsibility of the fact that he's playing for his country as well. He'll not want to let the nation down, you know, getting caught up with things, I think.
But then that implies that in itself implies that if he goes out for Hibs, he thinks, ah, well, who cares then? I'll just...
No, I'm not sure. I think sometimes he gets caught up in things that he shouldn't week to week with Hibs, because obviously he's playing every single week. This is his first cap tonight. This is his first opportunity. It's got to be a massive game for him, because he's up against good quality, the importance of the game as well. Of course he's got to be nervous, but if you look at the situation where Steve Clarke was in today, or the other day, they're thinking, right, what's my back four going to be? If he's going to play the same style, and Steve Clarke likes to do that if he's on a good run, then Portis was the obvious answer because of his pace.
Derek, from this camp alone, Nathan Patterson, Scott McKenna, Kieran Tierney, Scott McTominay, and that's before you get to Grant Hanley, Liam Cooper, etc. Is that, have we got the depth to handle that, or is that too much for us in your mind?
I think we've got the depth to handle it tonight. Yeah, definitely.
An optimistic man, I like it. Don't mind that at all. Thank you, Derek and Falkirk, also in the hat for that new Scotland away top. That hat's filling up, by the way.
Brilliant.
But you're still going to have a good chance of winning it.
How are we drawing this? We put our hands in the...
I don't think you two get trusted with that sort of thing.
Your own name.
I think producer Callum will
do it.
It's nice, isn't it?
That
so is the home one.
Yeah, but the away one tops it, I think.
Is there any room for that? I'm not saying it's quite Maroon Georgia 2007, but how do you feel about experimenting with a new top?
New top
on such a big game. Do you buy into any of that stuff? Some people like to just play it a bit safer.
Nah, I think,
don't know if there's a corporate responsibility.
We'll be okay.
Anyway, 01419511025. Good time to call. By the way, you could be up next.
01419511025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here at 01419511025 on a huge night for Scotland. Remember, only a point needed against Ukraine. That means Steve Clarke's side would win the group, go straight into the playoffs for the Euros, and then be seeded when the traditional qualification campaign kicks off. And add to all that, we'd get promoted in the Nations League, which means we'd be up against the proper big boys the next time it comes around. So plenty at stake tonight. You can get in touch and give us your thoughts. This triple header, I mean, it's felt like a long international break. It's still just the 2 weeks, but you know, the three games. I know, as a student of the game, how did you spend your weekend? Did you go out and do a bit of scouting, grassroots level, see what you could bring to the show?
No, I played golf, and then
You know, you could have just lied there like you usually do.
No, I don't see any point in that. And then I had a lovely day at Hamilton races yesterday with my granddaughter.
So it goes to the horse racing. You should have been out watching some Friday night football or something along those lines.
Come, so you could come on here, a bit of Lowland League knowledge, maybe, West of Scotland League, something like that.
Gordon, unfortunately, I was tied up on Saturday. I was busy, a family do, And that's
whole family occasion, was it?
No idea, but I'll make one up in 5 minutes.
Incredible. Do you know, I was about to ask him then something dawned on me. You know, I've got spies out there. You know, they always say, like, the football managers, not that I see myself as a football manager, but, you know, they've got, and back in your day, if you went to a nightclub, your manager would know, because they'd have eyes and ears out in the city. Well, I've got something similar.
Was you up
a hill? I've got eyes and ears on you two at all times.
Was you up a hill?
Much better. And you don't know this yet either. He was spotted. Do you know what's coming here? Like Kevin Bridges on Friday night.
Oh,
look at Reddy's face is going.
I know how your spy was.
He was clocked. Right,
call me a bad time. Actually,
go.
Arguing. Pints in multiple pints in hand. Please drink responsibly.
It's like a yob.
With the staff.
Please tell me.
At the hydro.
The staff.
Because he went to sit in his seat.
Staff now.
And somebody else was in it. There was duplicate tickets.
You wouldn't believe us.
So
as a last minute call, to go to Hydro. I was out doing my coaching bit anyway at night and Friday night. Then I went straight for there at a Hydro. Got last minute tickets.
To be fair, it was weird that you went in with your Puma Kings on. I thought I was over the top. But carry on.
And my full outfit on, AR26. So anyway, get in there, have a few refreshments at the bar. Decide it's 5 to 9. Time to take our seats. Walk through. Brilliant seats as well. And you know that way when you're walking along the row and you're going
you're counting numbers.
And I'm going, there's two people in our seats here. So we go up and Leanne's in front of me. So I gave her a nudge and say, you gotta tell the people that are in our seats.
Oh, you do it.
Of course she does. They show the tickets. No, these are our seats. We're showing them our tickets. So I go down stairs and I say to the guy, look, people are in our seats. What is going on here? Just at that time, who walks in? David. Boss David walks by. Oh, how you doing? Says, I'm in a nightmare here, mate. I've got no seats. Anyway.
Did you pull the I'm Celtic's Mark Wilson card?
No, the guy knew.
Oh, of course he did.
Which makes it worse.
And was he a Celtic fan?
Aye.
And he didn't go and
he did not.
That says a lot about the impact at the club.
Imagine Henrik Larsson walking.
If that had been Andy Hinkle, he would have got Shadu Ree would have been
put him in the front row. But you'll never see the feeling, because by this time
I would
people have got the lights are still on. So it's as if the full world is looking at you. Because see, if that was happening to somebody else, I'd be nudging the lady saying, look at these, he's in different seats. So I'm just standing there with my two or three drinks.
And do you regret buying the counterfeit tickets? Or?
Well, be very careful online where you get your tickets from. Anyway, let's get a silver lining. So we went to the box office. They agreed that was a mistake.
No, you should have
bumped us up. We actually got tickets, so
you should go
in a better seat.
All's well that ends well.
What a nightmare.
Stay the boy, no hard feelings, had a couple of beers. You enjoyed that. Hung about for 5 minutes. They'd have went to loo. Boom.
No, they got pulled alongside us away at the box office. So I just stood in the arena and let them sort it out. I seen them coming in 2 minutes later, got told to go back to their seats, and I was left there for 5 minutes. We hadn't done the return. I'm thinking,
and
what's
was it
going
good
on
when
here?
You eventually got your seats.
Oh, magic. We were sitting near the front. It was brilliant. Almost felt like I was on stage. So,
because I mean, you get stuck with an amateur comedian 3 nights a week in him.
Exactly.
So you've got the real professional.
You got a selfie.
Fantastic. No, I've got plenty of them.
Oh, he's still bitter about the time he asked and got rejected.
Nonsense. I didn't get that rejected.
Anyway, let's go to Lee, who's in our broth. Lee, what do you think of that team tonight then? Happy with it?
Yeah, certainly happy, Gordon. I'm really pleased Jackson. I thought, obviously, Ukraine have to go for the win, so I really feel like they're going to go all out tonight. And having Jack and McGregor together again, I think he mentioned it earlier, obviously was very successful in the previous campaign, so happy with that. It's the Kenny McLean one for me. Now, I don't see him week in, week out, so I can't comment too much, but I'm just not sure that, you know, if Ukraine were to take the lead tonight, is he going to support, you know, McGinn and, you know, to support
attackers,
you know? So I just don't know, like, what the guys think about that. I think he's mentioned something about a possible formation change, so that could be the answer. But
yeah, there's this feeling, Gordon, that Steve Clarke really likes Kenny McLean. He always seems to mention him. He always seems to, you know, play him where he can, because look, he ain't getting ahead of Callum McGregor when everything's said and done. And when Billy Gilmore was at the top of his game, or Scott McTominay, he's probably not getting in ahead of them either. But as soon as there's an opportunity to either bring him off the bench or play him in a game like this, he does. I mean, Kenny McLean's got, this will be his 27th Scotland cap tonight. He gets used a lot for Stevie Clark. What do you make of Lee's concerns, if you can call them that?
Yeah, he's his go-to guy. As you rightly said, Gordon, there, when, you know, there's a space available and there's maybe two or three options, he tends to go with Ken McLean. He likes to bring him on off the bench as well. It'll be interesting to see the formation tonight, where they're going to ask him to play. He is a talented player, let's not be kidded here, but I think if the likes of the Armstrongs, Christy must be in that bracket as well, because I'd be very surprised Christy wasn't a part tonight. Then obviously there's a chance there for somebody to get a spot, and he's went with McLean, he likes McLean, he sees something in McLean that probably a lot of Scotland fans probably don't, but he works with them, he knows what he brings to the table, he trusts him. And he's put him out there tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how he does, and the formation that he plays in for me.
I mean, Mark, this might be absolutely nothing to do with any of it, and Steve Clark can clear up, but Stuart Armstrong certainly was one of the ones that was hit worst by this virus or whatever it was. I know initially it looked like it was Shea Adams. I think that maybe looks like it was a miscommunication from Stevie Clark. I think Lyndon Dykes and Stuart Armstrong were the two that were really hit by it. Problem with that is you don't really know who woke up this morning feeling a bit under the weather or how that's impacted it. It might have nothing to do with it, but whether it is that or not, Ryan Christie and Stuart Armstrong, who started both of the previous games, both drop out.
Yeah, and I think that is a big loss for us. I think the pace and the directness of Stuart Armstrong, although we criticise him sometimes for his finishing, is a huge plus. I think Ryan Christie is the exact same. He gets into nice areas, he creates for us, he can score goals, so it takes a wee bit from us going forward. Kenny McLean, I mean, hugely experienced, played a lot in the Premier League last year, big player for Norwich, and he's a ripe, Steve Clark loves him. Managers get players like that sometimes, that they know that they can trust him, orders or carry out instructions on the pitch to a T. He seems to be one of them for Clark.
Lee, I don't want to get too deep. I wonder if we're healing as a nation after years and years of fearing the worst and disappointment. We've got all these injuries, suspension, illness, and still everyone sounds quite optimistic on the phone. What is happening? It seems strange territory for Scotland fans.
It is a strange one. Like, you and I are of that generation where you get so close, but you get so far. I think I was at the game on Saturday, and I thought it wasn't as good as last week, but the determination that the guys seem to have, like, keep doing what you're doing and it'll work out, I think is really, really positive. And yeah, all the injuries, I mean, as I say, I'm pretty happy with the team, all things considered, and Kenny McLean is a good player. So I just hope that Steve Clark can pull it all together again tonight and get the result that we want.
So do I, Lee. So do I. You're in the hat for the Scotland top, and it's that time of the evening already.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
It's Beat the Pundit time. You two have got a lot to live up to last night. For me, game of the season last night. Kenny Miller was on, and it was a 4-4 draw, right? So we've had higher scoring than that, but they were tough questions, and everyone that Kenny got right, the contestant got wrong, and then vice versa. Peter, they were back and forward, end to end, 4-4 draw. Kenny Miller produced magic on the tiebreaker. So let's see what we can do tonight. 01419511025. Your chance to beat the pundit is next, only if you call before 7 o'clock.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. Less than 45 minutes to go until kickoff in Poland. Ukraine against Scotland. 1 point. We win the Nations League group. We go straight into the playoffs for the Euros. We get promoted to League A, and we're seeded for the next set of qualifiers. The stakes are extremely high for this Scotland team. A number of injuries and suspensions. But the team is out. What do you make of it? 01419511025. Every caller who gets through to speak to the guys tonight goes into the draw to win a brand new Scotland away strip as well. Top, I should say. We gave the home one away last night. We'll do the away one tonight, and you'll even see it on the TV this evening. I think Scotland are going to wear it tonight. So we'll do this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, let's get stuck in on Beat the Pundit. You two, I've told you, you've got a lot of living up to do. Kenny Miller on last night's show was on fire. The contestant was brilliant as well. Who was the contestant again? Remind me. Peter it was, in Barhead. What a game. Craig and Rob Royston, you'll be hoping these two are a bit easier, I would imagine, yeah?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. How are you feeling, by the way, in form? Because you spent your weekend golfing, horse racing, being tied up, you said, to whatever that meant. Mark Wilson, you were arguing with the public at Kevin Bridges, so maybe not been studying as much as you could have.
No, well, we don't know what Craig's been doing, so we could all be in the same
very
boat.
Very true. Heads, it's Mark. Tails, it is Gordon. It's Tails. It's Gordon up against Craig from Royston. Have you played recently?
Yeah, last week.
Have you? I feel like you've had a little
percentage is right up there
with the best of them now.
I feel like you had a little time off. I feel like Mark's played more than anyone.
Mark's played more than me without a shadow of doubt.
Right, okay. What we'll do then is we'll give Mark some Clyde 2 to listen to. And we'll make it nice and loud in his ear, Craig. No, he's still listening to me. Can you still hear me? Oh, it's Gordon, sorry, right. My apologies. Right, 30 seconds, Craig. Answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know, okay?
Okay.
Let's go then. Time starts now. Which club did Mark Viduka leave Celtic to join?
Middlesbrough.
Name either scorer for Rangers in the 2022 Scottish Cup final win.
Ryan Jack.
Which Scottish Premiership club did Scott Severin start his career with?
Pass.
Who were the last country to beat Scotland men's team at Hampden?
Pass.
The only New Zealand player in the Scottish Premiership plays for which club?
Jeez. Celtic.
Which South West side ended Dumbarton's unbeaten league run at the weekend?
Nah, no idea.
Okay, let's bring back Gordon. Can you hear us, Gordon DL?
Yeah, they're a wee giggly one in there.
Because producer Callum, I don't know what he was up to at the weekend. He didn't appear for his work last night. So, and I think he spent the weekend making his questions very difficult. Yeah, I think they're pretty tough.
Okay, go.
You ready?
Yeah.
Which club did Mark Viduka leave Celtic to join?
Leeds.
Name either scorer for Rangers in the 2022 Scottish Cup final win.
Right.
Which Scottish Premiership club did Scott Severin start his career with?
Livingston.
Who were the last country to beat Scotland men's team at Hampden?
Ukraine.
The only New Zealand player in the Scottish Premiership plays for which club?
Ross County.
Which South West side ended Dumbarton's unbeaten league run at the weekend?
No idea.
Okay. What do you think, Craig?
I think I've been humped.
Oh. That's never good.
Don't worry, I was going to say something.
No, that's never good. Do you know what, though? I thought they were tough, did you not?
Yeah.
How did I do?
He changed his technique.
Oh,
he changed his technique.
What was his technique?
He had his hands clasped in front of him and was very relaxed.
And like a prayer.
See the way he said Livingston? Quite creepy.
He was very considered in his answers.
Yeah.
Ross County.
Mm-hmm.
Livingston. I thought that we were.
I've been doing a lot of yoga.
Is that what you were? Were you praying there?
And I feel I'm in a good place.
Divine intervention.
I'm doing yoga now and I'm feeling I'm in a good place. And
you
relaxed.
Are not doing yoga.
Yeah, I am.
In what form? Like going to public classes or doing the old YouTube type?
I'm starting with the YouTube while about and about soon at the club. Look out for me.
Everybody will say we're fools. We're fools. Mark Viduka left Celtic to join Leeds. 1-0 Gordon DL.
Hang up, big guy.
There was some life left yet because Ryan Jack and Scott Wright scored in the final. Yeah, he got Ryan Jack, you got Scott Wright. That's when I knew you were.
On form.
You had the bit between your teeth. 2-1 to Gordon DL. Scott Severin started at
Aberdeen.
Hearts. Hearts first.
Do you know something? I was going to say Hearts, but
I'm not interested in what you were going to say.
Where did the boy go?
Nah, he didn't get it.
Hang up. That's chocolate time.
I don't really know what that means. The last team to beat Scotland men's team at Hampden is Ukraine. It's 3-1 to Gordon DL. Hold on. There's two questions left.
Five.
Did you get any of them?
Yeah. What was your next question?
The only New Zealand player in the Scottish Premiership plays for St Mirren.
He never got it.
Nah, he didn't, I'm afraid. And the South West, we tried to give you a wee geographical clue, but we know that's not your strong suit. That's Stranraer. it was that ended Dumbarton's unbeaten run. It was a 3-1 victory, I'm afraid. Craig, thanks for taking part.
Unlucky, Craig.
No, cheers.
But you're in the hat. You're in the hat.
He's in the hat for the Scotland. Every caller that makes it on air is in the hat for the Scotland top. So Craig is in there.
I can't send the boy away with a ball and
Craig wins it. Craig wins it. Ross Paul Allen will be raging.
Absolutely not. Even last night, the Beat the Pundit contestant went in.
There you go.
Oh, well.
Well done, Craig. It's about the only victory you'll get.
Don't you worry. I said geography wasn't your strong suit, which leads me on nicely. I think I'm going to have to change tact on this show because certain things are backfiring. We like to have a bit of a laugh about certain things, and sometimes it gets out of hand. Mm-hmm. So we had the whole discussion about you with your
cup,
your takeaway cup that you you borrowed from a fancy golf course, and you brought it in, and then someone from that hotel very kindly sent you a mug, and then Malcolm was on saying he was going to send you a third mug has arrived at the studio. So we really appreciate it, but I think now is an appropriate time to draw a line and say he doesn't need any more mugs. Three is a good number because you've got the kind of takeaway one, one you can keep in here, one you can take up the road. This might be my favourite yet.
House and office.
Because they're playing on your favourite mistakes on Beat the Pundit.
Oh, right, okay.
So on one side of this mug that's arrived, it's a flag and it's the PSV badge and it says PSV Amsterdam.
Right, okay.
To mark the time that you got mixed up.
Okay, yeah,
and if you rotate the mug to the other side, there is a map of the Middle East and it says Saudi Arabia, Oman, and right in the middle it says United States of Arab. So someone
has taken the time to do that.
And that's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
That's true love. So there we go. Congratulations.
Can I have that, please?
Very good.
Thank you. Who sent that in?
I actually can't remember. I was searching through my messages, so my apologies. Well, if you were the mailman, give me a nudge and I'll give you the appropriate mention.
I'd like to thank the person, whoever it was, because some gifts are big, some are small, but the most helpful ones are the best of all. There you go. Thank you very much.
01419511025 on the phones.
He can't book a scene about every occasion.
I don't know.
How you come up with that?
Let's move on. It's getting too.
But he doesn't know he's going to get that. You've just handed him it and he's got that to hand.
I know. Just
challenge on Hydro next year.
At Clyde SSB.
It's a one man show.
At Clyde SSB on Twitter. If you don't mind. David Gibson makes a great point. He says, I think we are more confident as a nation now because we don't have to rely on a set of backup players like Celtic's Mark Wilson.
What am I getting that for?
David.
Hold on a minute. When I represented Scotland, I think we did we not win that rubbish tournament I was playing
was
in?
The Carling Nations Cup or something.
All the big ones were in it apart from the biggest one, England.
Bring in your shrimp, you'll probably have that one as well.
Yeah. The good thing is, there must have been times when you were Scotland's third choice left back, or so you could. This could have been the night for you.
I would have been in.
Imagine being in front of you.
Good players.
I would really good ones.
Tough, yeah.
Come on, then.
Really good.
Graham Alexander.
You would have
Gary
been
Naismith.
Aye, Naismith. Phil Bardsley.
How many caps did he get? He hardly got any.
He was powerful.
Naismith. Paul Telfer.
Gary Everton or Hearts at that time.
He was in the Premier League.
Paul Telfer.
No, Telfer's not ahead of me.
Was he not?
Telfer get a few.
I don't know. I'm just throwing names in.
No, there was a lot of good fullbacks in my time. Just it was a bridge too far for me. I was robbed. I'll be honest. I should have played.
It's a very unforgiving environment. Social media, as you well know.
Aye. You don't get much likes on it, do you?
Because in the last few weeks, obviously, you two have been enjoying my issues on there.
Oh, I've got to say, how did your Instagram do? Have you got that sorted yet?
With the whole Instagram hacking incident and whoever it is trying to get people into cryptocurrency on my behalf.
I thought
it died down, right?
Oh, is it? Really
and then a couple of days ago, I got some more messages and I thought, this is a nightmare, right? And maybe it's eventually died down. And until today, right? So I was up working at Dundee United's training ground. And you know fine well, Mark, how this guy's sense of humour operates. Charlie Mulgrew just walks by and I said, just polite, Charlie, how are you doing? And he goes, I was speaking to the boy that's hacked your Instagram. come on, you for real here? He said, I thought it was you at first, then I realised it wasn't, and so I just started winding him up for ages.
That's just what you want.
He then turns to Stephen Fletcher and goes, mind the one I told you, mind the one I showed you. And he's going, aye, the crypto. And I'm going, come on.
So he's on there travelling the same car, don't
he? He's going to the guy, oh yes please, get stick me down for a five.
You know what, that's what he deserves, a boy. We should actually have got more people to do that.
How much spare time?
He's got a lot of spare time, Charlie. Good on him.
I'm glad you think so. I want it to go away. I don't want people engaging with this club.
I think we should have bombarded him with football questions. But then he would have been like, "What? Who have I hacked here? This guy actually has got thousands of followers."
01419511025. Let's get back to the important stuff. Andy is in Royston. What's your take on the game tonight, Andy, in the bigger picture?
Feel similar to Gordon earlier on when he mentioned a wee bit apprehensive, maybe just with I think Ukraine have got a lot of quality about them. We had a good 45 the other night, but they certainly started the game well and they've done well in the previous game, so it'll be tough, but we've got that wee bit of confidence about us, so why not. I think we could maybe sneak a draw. Before I make my point, Gordon, just to quickly, before I waste 5 minutes talking about something that I'm kidding mine's interesting, do you have that top in extra large?
I think all sizes are available, and you're in the hat, Andy.
I'm in there.
I love that. That's the first admission that he does not even care about making a point. He just wants to win the Scotland Cup,
which is fine. And an XL.
Andy, what was the pretend point that you were going to make?
Well, it's actually true. It's just that, see, when the people organise football, they put things on. We're already quite quick to complain. And I remember when the Nation League started, people were going to. Guys to ask what the format meant and we're really confused with it. I'm actually going to say that I think it's fantastic that the format they've brought in, doing away with the meaningless friendlies, giving smaller teams the opportunity to make playoffs, putting in the relegation and promotion. And if I'm right, I don't know if I'm right here, probably it'd be better if Roger was on the programme tonight, he might know the answer to this. Sorry guys.
No offence.
But my understanding is that, see, like I said, tonight Ireland are playing Armenia tonight, right?
Yeah,
I think there's something to play for in that game, because
there is,
if I'm right,
Scotland for relegation,
qualify through the even relegation. See, Scotland and Ukraine qualify through the group stages.
Yeah,
for the I think Ireland going to the playoff in third place.
I think it. Well, I think it goes to the I think the place is sort of dropped down to the best runners up and so on. I think, and someone can correct me, that would be unlikely that Ireland specifically would benefit. But in theory, you're right that there's a sort of drip down effect, because teams will qualify from the traditional, you know, that campaign that you're used to doing with the, you know, that we do it over a long period of time, and we've had a few disastrous times in it. That's still going to happen. What happens tonight, though, is Scotland get the chance to go straight into the playoffs, and your assumption is Italy and England, and well, no, they're having their issues, and whoever, Germany, whatever it may be, that they'll qualify out those groups anyway when it comes around, and they don't need their backup place of the. Of the nations.
We don't need Roger. We didn't know the answer to that, Andy.
Exactly. Sort of. But yeah, Mark, I think that is a really important point. Andy's having a bit of a laugh, saying he only wanted the Scotland top anyway. But it's really important. I've got no desire to make people like the Nations League. If they don't like it, they don't like it. If they don't like international football, fine. But what you simply can't do accurately is play down the importance of this. I'm like a broken record. 1 point tonight, straight into the playoffs for the Euros without even playing the next qualification campaign.
Yeah.
See, when that qualification campaign comes around, we'd be seeded second. You get drawn with one big hitter. Now, how many times in the past have we landed in a group with France and Italy and Ukraine, and you think, well, we'll never get out of that? The whole complexion changes going forward. Then when the next Nations League comes around, as Andy says, you're not talking meaningless friendlies, you're talking Italy coming to Hampden, you're talking Spain coming to Hampden. So whether you like it or not, fine, each to their own. Well, but the incentive is massive to do well in this.
If you're involved with Scotland in any way, player, manager, fan, I don't get why you wouldn't like it. If you're one of the big hitters, England or your Spains or your Belgiums, I heard Kevin De Bruyne saying, I mean, we seem to play Wales about 12 times now, I guess you would maybe get a bit bored, because you're already at the big tournaments. You're already guaranteed. You'll get there through qualifying. But for us, it is a real tournament. There is a real prize at the end of it. Okay, we're not getting a trophy to hold up, but that is your prize, a chance at qualification. And if we can get there that way, then who are we to ever not?
I think
that?
Especially, right, Gordon, because Mark's right, there's two things. For us, obviously it's great. We got to the Euros, it might help us get to another. If you're a different country, if you're one of the bigger nations, I see, like, you know, English commentators maybe moaning about it, but even still, even if it doesn't mean the same to them as it does to us, it still replaced international friendlies. So yeah, straight away, it must be better than the friendlies we used to play.
I think there's two things. I think it's brought the nation and the team together. I think it's brought the excitement together. We've had phone calls for the last couple of nights now talking about the international games and the excitement and the victories and the way they're playing. You look at Hampden, the atmosphere, packed house. You know, so, and people are on tonight, a bit concerned about the game again.
That's another good point. And you know what? Fair play to you. It's taking a while tonight, but Ukraine, Hampden, Republic of Ireland, two sellouts pretty much, I think, give or take.
So it shows you the interesting.
For two friendlies, are
No, it shows you the interesting. That's what I'm saying. And I'm glad you backed him up there. But
that
point.
Coach's hat on, I think. That's
the
how
he came out. That was the director of football hat. He's thinking more about the operational side of the club.
The
so many hats.
Side of it, yes.
Andy, will they get the job done, though? That's the next question.
I think so. I think we may be a wee bit more conservative with the formation. I can't see him again. And Fraser pushing on the way that Armstrong and Christie did. I think they're going to be set up in their traditional 4-5-1. I think we'll get a good chance. I think we've got a good chance. I would be interested to ask Aberdeen supporters after this evening if the Scotland number 5 got them a dodgy penalty in the last 5 minutes to be phoning and complaining.
Oh, I know, I like that. Rangers fans who've criticised Ryan Porteous, Aberdeen fans are on him if he scores the winner tonight to get Scotland through to the to the Euro playoffs. It'd have been better if he'd done it at the weekend, because Jim Goodwin would have been particularly angry about it, wouldn't he? As he runs over to celebrate in Liam Scales' face at the sidelines. Wow. But it remains a possibility. That's the beauty of it, Mark. We'll take any unlikely hero tonight. Jack Hendry, he popped up with the goal the other night.
Great goal, yeah.
Ryan Christie, no, doesn't start tonight, but he set up one and scored one the other night. You know, we've seen it in the past. This is a big stage for someone to step up and make a name for themselves.
Of course, and look, we'll go back to Portis. It's his first cap. He's got a lot of critics in this league, but a game, if he plays well tonight, if he does something good tonight, it goes a long way of repairing some of the damage that people, you know, feel about him. I suppose so, and each one of the players are the same. It's a huge occasion. Even we're watching kind of reruns of the game against Ireland at the weekend here in the background, but even the way the games are played in this Nations League, just a different tempo from those friendlies. So of course it's a good thing. The international friendlies killed me watching them. I used to switch off because you'd bring on 6 or 7 subs at half time. It was a meaningless encounter. But this is much better, and it gives us a prize at the end.
Andy, you're in the hat for the Scotland top. It's what you wanted. Well done.
Cheers, Gordon.
Good man. Andy's there. The size is all taken care of. We'll see who wins it at the end of the show. We'll get a full time teaser for these guys and the perfect time to get in touch. 01419511025. If you want to change the subject, please do. Please feel free. Naturally, it's not a lot happening on the club front, but there's a new TV deal. I know we had a bit of that on the show last night. That's been confirmed today with Sky Sports. If there's anything else on your mind, but we are getting closer to kickoff in Poland. 01419511025. We'll speak to you next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 01419511025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Getting closer to kickoff in Poland, 7:45. So not too far away for Ukraine, Scotland. A huge night for Steve Clark's side. The team is out. What do you make of it? How do you feel about the game? You've still got time to get in touch. I've got a full-time teaser for you too. Okay. William Donachy has sent in. So thank you very much to William, who sent it to fulltime@clyde1.com. fulltime@clyde1.com. I love William's effort here, because not only is he giving me all the right answers, he's giving me loads of the wrong ones and why they're wrong and all that. So top effort.
Why?
We're all on.
It's a holiday, the wrong answer. Holiday weekend. It's obviously the bit of time to research this. You two could take a leaf out of William's book, quite frankly. And if you listening want to hear your question used on the show, just like William, the address you email it to is fulltime@clyde1.com. So the question tonight. Tonight's game against Ukraine is Steve Clarke's 40th in charge.
Right.
Since taking over, he has capped 52 different players. Remember people used to say that he only picked the same players against that's that myth blown out of the water. Anyway, no you're not. Since taking over, he's capped 52 different players. Can you name the 10 players that have either one or two caps under Steve Clarke? So he's capped 52 players in his 40 games. Can you name the 10 of them that have only got one or two
Ralston.
Caps? No.
Would you get more than that?
He has 5.
Stuart Finlay.
Oh, what a shout. That is Mark Wilson. Friend. Brilliant.
Thanks.
Right, okay. There'll be a fullback there.
Okay.
Goalkeeper. Always a goalie.
Oh,
goalkeeper.
Aye, Kelly.
Liam?
Aye.
No.
Sander Clark.
No.
Oh, you like that.
Oh, I've done you both there.
I like that.
That's
do.
Made my night. Thank
he
you very much.
Goals.
They too have been called into squads, but they've never played.
Have they not?
No.
I thought somebody played half a game.
No. Nope.
Goalie. No.
One or two.
Well, not none of those two.
None of those two. Bain.
Nope.
I mean, did Bain get one?
He's not on the list, that's
right.
What you need
is
to
he know. One of that wrong answer.
He's actually not, which worries me.
Considine.
He's got 3 apparently, but that he's not on William's wrong answer.
I was going to say
3 caps.
Right, but I should be on that wrong answer list.
Considine.
Because it'd be a wrong answer.
Under Steve Clark.
That doesn't matter. There's millions of wrong answers.
So, what, when you were Brecon manager, you think you were going to get a call?
When does he stop with his wrong answers?
Considine, please.
Considine, Gudgeon.
3 caps.
Oh no.
Sorry.
Danny
cap.
Wilson.
That's a cap.
No.
Too far.
No.
Oh.
Too far away?
Yeah.
Is it? I was going to say Anya as well there. That's too far away, is it?
Yeah, he was
he's millions.
A Gordon Strachan player, wasn't he?
Yeah.
This is difficult.
Yep. Mother of man.
Anyway, I'll leave that with you, right? You can have a think about it. Thanks to William. Steve Clarke has capped 52 different players in his 40 games. Can you name the 10 that have only got one or two caps? The guys have got Stuart Finlay, and that's it. That's the lot so far. Let's see what we've got coming in on Twitter.
Lewis Ferguson
will have more than that.
Lock it in.
Absolutely more than that. He's got 4. So he's not on it. Honestly, right? I promise you two can't go anywhere. I went to Twitter there to see if we were getting any really insightful comment on the game tonight. All I've got is a message from another Mark, Mark Downey, who says, I'm going to ask Mr. Wilson how he got into the Sky Lounge at the Radisson Red after hours. Surely he wasn't a resident. He was hogging 4 seats and I had to stand.
Bit of pool about me. He should have come over. I would have gave him one of your seats.
He's definitely dropped the I'm still so Mark Wilson.
Yeah, listen, do you know who I am?
You must have felt great. Nobody was sitting in your table.
Other hotels are available. 01419511025. Right, we've got Daniel on the phone. I think Daniel's the youngest caller of the night by a mile. How's it going, Daniel?
Yeah, it's good, cheers.
You fancy Scotland's chances? What's the score going to be?
I think it's going to be 2-1 Scotland.
Right, what makes you so confident?
I don't know, we've just been playing really strong. We've just beat Ireland, so yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of players out injured though. How do you feel about that and the guys that are taking their place?
I mean, it's good that Greg Taylor's getting a game. I'm liking that. Of course, it's a big loss losing Robertson and Tierney, but, you know, he's got to live with it.
I'm just wondering, Daniel, how old are you?
12.
Ever heard of Mark Wilson as a Celtic fullback? No.
No.
Nah, before Daniel's time.
You're 12?
How good was Daniel, also, what do you do 6 till 8, Tuesdays and Thursdays? Do you fancy replacing either of these two?
Aye, definitely.
Honestly,
Daniel who would you like to work with, me or Mark?
He's never heard of you either.
I'd say Mark.
How would you, Daniel? Would
thanks
you,
Daniel?
You're too young.
Well done, Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel's happy to see Greg Taylor in, Mark.
Yeah.
I can't gloss this and suggest that the loss of Kieran Tierney and Andy Robertson isn't a loss, because my goodness, they are so good that they would be a loss to pretty much any team out there. Is it a nice position to be in that your third choice left back is, you know, playing Champions League football and doing good things?
Well, how often have we banged on about how strong we are in these fullback positions? And I tell you what, we've been tested. Steve Clarke has been tested in that respect over the last couple of games. First losing Patterson on the right. He's lucky enough to have Hickey to come in. But the left hand side, you've got 2 world class left backs. You lose them and you've got Greg Taylor. Daniel, I take it, are you a Celtic fan then?
Yes.
So Daniel's happy with him getting a game because he's seen him week in, week out, and he's seen him playing Champions League football. he's been one of the standouts for Celtic for me this year. Now, there's no doubt Scotland play different. You know, he'll now be playing that inverted fullback role that he does with Celtic. But defensively, and in the final third, when he gets here with Celtic, he's been excellent so far this season.
Maybe took him a bit to get going on Saturday. Is that fair, Gordon? I think he turned the ball over a couple of times. There was also a weird moment. I don't know if the cameras picked this up, but certainly been at the game. He had just been brought on, and I think like the first tackle he went into, he was stretching quite a lot after it, and it looked like he was struggling. But then took a little knock. Then seemed to sort of settle in. And what did you make of him?
I always give it the benefit of doubt. I think he's having a brilliant season. Let's not be kiddied here. He's been terrific, the boy for Celtic. I think coming on as a sub, especially at international level, especially the sort of importance of the game, replacing Tierney, that's always the hardest thing in it. You get brought down the fact that you're looking at Tierney's ability against Taylor's, same at Celtic.
You'll be sick of replacing Kieran Tierney.
Exactly. And I think the boy's been terrific. I really do. Big night for him tonight. He certainly goes in playing with a lot of confidence, Gordon, because he knows that he's playing with Celtic week in, week out. He's no number one pick at left back there. Yes, big boots to fill with Tierney, because he's a world class player in my opinion. But I think Greg Taylor can get in there and do a good job tonight.
And I must admit, I haven't counted the number of Shakhtar players in the Ukraine side, but I'm sure there will be some. Well, Mudryk for a start, I noticed he's playing. He's even got experience against them in recent weeks. Daniel, you fancy the new Scotland top? You like the look of it?
Yeah.
Good, you're in the hat. Consider it done. Make sure you give us a call back, will you? You talk more sense than these two put together.
Yes, thank you. Can I give a shout out real quick, please?
Of course you can.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. So it's my pal's 12th birthday, Eamon, he's right here.
Brilliant.
Hi.
And are you two going to
get him on?
Are you going to watch the game together?
Oh, I will watch the game together. Brilliant.
Oh, I like these two. Daniel and Eamon could be the new Mark and Dazzler in 20 years' time.
How did
12th birthday for Eamon today.
Ah, happy birthday, young
happy
Mark.
Birthday, Eamon.
Well done, guys. Catch you later. Enjoy your night.
Right, you enjoy your night as well. Bye.
Hi, thanks. Cheers. We'll turn that on.
Absolute widows, and I'm here for it.
Have a good enjoy your night as well. Cheers, pal. Thanks.
Brilliant.
That was great. I loved that.
01419511025. Andy's in Clydebank. Follow that, Andy.
Follow that, no problem. I'm 49 and I don't know Mark Wilson.
Hold on a minute, right? Why am I getting it tonight, Andy?
Just an easy target.
You're going so well.
He's an easy target. What are you thinking tonight, Andy? You as confident as the young optimists we had on there?
Aye, that was a great call. I hope we get more of them, the young team coming through. Absolutely brilliant. I think the way you guys present the show actually is bringing a lot more people in. To listen. Anyway, that's another thing.
Hold on a minute. Now Andy's my favourite caller of the night.
Uncle Andy.
I've forgotten all about Eamon and whatever the other guy was called. Andy's now
my top as well.
Now my favourite. Look, there's only one top. You can flatter us all you like, and I'm here for it. By the way, Andy, what do you think of Scotland's chances tonight?
We'll see anything to get one of the tops. That's what it is. I think genuinely it's a 50-50 moment. It almost feels like when we qualified for the... I was the first caller through when we qualified for the Euros. And that felt like a moment. This actually feels like a moment tonight that we can put Ukraine to bed, because we've played them that often. And I feel as if Steve has been trying... He can throw so many players because he's trying to get the perfect team for the nation. They're absolutely knocking their pan in to try and get a great Scotland team, and there's something there. In the last few games, some of the football has been excellent, so I think Steve's opened the door for the guys, and I think tonight is a chance for them to walk through that door, get a result against Ukraine and put us at the top of that table.
I love it. I love the inspirational stuff, Mark. Look, you have to wake ourselves up to the possibility. Might not go to plan tonight, obviously, right? It's going to be tough, but again, it still feels like we're always there at the moment. It's always meaningful. Everybody was gutted in June, but, you know, it was still a World Cup playoff. I feel like undeniably we've moved forward. Undeniably we're moving forward. Whether we can consistently get to tournaments, that's obviously the next challenge. But it's nice to have so many meaningful games.
Yeah, well, just now we're consistently getting to meaningful games, like you say. We're getting to the playoffs. We actually got to the finals, of course. We get to the World Cup playoffs, and now we're in with a chance we need a point to get promoted. So there's no doubt in my mind that Steve Clarke's taking us forward.
Because again, without getting ahead of ourselves, if it wasn't to go to plan tonight and an injury-ravaged squad misses out away to Ukraine, surely we've you would still feel fairly optimistic going into the actual qualification campaign, would you not? On the back of what we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
Especially, you know, grind it. The games were won differently. Ukraine was won with a bit of class. Republic of Ireland showed that we can roll up our sleeves when we go behind. So this Scotland team, for me, is getting stronger. And they're all at a good age, I think. And even when you bring Hickey into that, younger players, they're looking good. So we're in a good place. But, of course, if this doesn't go well tonight, you will get still people phoning in saying Steve Clarke's not a man.
That's football, and that goes with the territory. Gordon, the problem, or the thing that makes tonight quite hard to predict, Ukraine are ranked much higher than us, right? They're a good team. They came to Hampden in June and they beat us convincingly. We were a good bit off it. They obviously have a lot more important things than football going on. We'll never know how much that impacted the game in June. They then come to Hampden and we batter them at the weekend. They then make 11 changes, beat Armenia across the weekend, so they can bring players back fresh. We've got all these injuries. It's away from home for us, but it's in Poland, it's not Ukraine. Do you feel like it's really hard to know which version of Ukraine show up? Is it Saturday's version? We hope so. If it's June's version, we're in a bit of bother.
Yeah. Look, there's no doubt this is a quality side. Yes, we battered them last week and put them under severe pressure. I think they lost their way, especially in the second half for about 10, 15 minutes. Experienced players. I just thought we were that good. We're on top of them. We're making them into forced mistakes. We were attacking very well. I just thought everything went for Scotland. But as I said earlier in the start of the show, Gordon, this is difficult tonight. You're away from home. You've got that point in your hand just now. You've got to try and make sure that, you know, the performance is as nearly as good as the ones last Thursday and Saturday second half. I thought we played well. But let's not write this team off because they've got quality players.
Right, thank you, Andy. That was a good call to take us into kickoff. Nice and passionate stuff. What about this teaser? Any more players that have got two or one caps under Steve Clarke?
Yeah, I've got a couple. Brophy.
Well done.
And I'm going down to Motherwell. Alan Campbell and Paul McGinn.
Both.
No, I don't say three.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done. All right, we'll leave that one there for now. We'll get the rest of the answers before the end of the show. Hopefully, Flower of Scotland is ringing out in the stadium in Poland at the moment ahead of kickoff. But before we get to that, let me run this past you.
Clyde One's Cash for Kids Supervan. With 101 convenience stores.
Yes, Clyde One's Cash for Kids super van is here and you could bag everything that's inside that van. Now what we've been doing, right, is asking local businesses to donate items that go in the van and help out families that need it the most. Now, I know we like to have a laugh on a Tuesday and a Thursday in here, but these stats are grim and that's an understatement. One in four children in Scotland, right here on our doorstep, go to bed hungry. In some areas of Glasgow, it rises to one in two. Think about that. Is, like I say, Grimm doesn't even cover that. But you do have the chance to help these kids, as well as bagging yourself some amazing prizes worth over £35,000. Now, in the van, we've got 90 items that you could win, including hospitality at a Motherwell game. I don't think Gordon Gale can enter that one, thanks to Motherwell FC Community Trust. £1,000 cash from 101 Convenience Store, a family gym membership at Nuffield Health, and so much more. Find the full list of prizes at Clyde1.com. And earlier today, George caught up with the team at Nuffield Health to find out what prize they've got on offer for the super van.
So I'm down here at Nuffield and I've got Jamie, who's the general manager here. What's the prize you've got for our van, Jamie?
So we're giving away a family membership for four at the Nuffield Health Centre in Glasgow. You can either choose Giffnock, East Kilbride, Glasgow West End, where we are just now, Glasgow Central or Mulgay. In the membership, you're going to include three personal training sessions per adult, which can be used at any time within that 12-month period.
Amazing. And it's all just been stoating about. What an incredible gym it is. I'm dressed as Batman. I'm going to climb the walls and just going to mess about in here. But our day is done. Get involved, support the Supervan and help Cash for Kids. And thanks everyone at Nuffield Health.
If you want to win the lot, every single thing that's in the van, all you need to do is text VAN to 84901. That's VAN to 84901. Now the text costs £5 plus your standard network rate message charge. So every penny of that goes to Cash for Kids.
So it's the ultimate win-win. Over 18s only, you're doing your bit and you might win the prizes. Always ask the bill payer's permission. You can find the full T's and C's on the website, and the lines close Friday, so be quick. That's Clyde One's Cash for Kids Super Van, in partnership with 101 Convenience Store.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West, 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
2 minutes gone in Poland, and already a huge chance for Scotland to go in front. What a chance it would have been. Good early pressure squeezed Ukraine. They were trying to play out from the back. Scotland stifled it, won it back, rolled it into John McGinn. He's only a couple of yards out. I don't know if he didn't think he could turn and hit the shot. He lays it back to Shea Adams. His shot deflected narrowly wide. A brilliant start, Gordon. Perhaps should have been an opener.
Yeah, great opportunity, but great work with Scotland. They just squeezed the life out of Ukraine there. And the fact that they got the ball into McGinn, you wonder if McGinn's thinking, I mean, there's a man on me here, I've got too much room in the box. But I still think he lays a nice ball off to Adams, who has a lovely shot. I think he's troubling the goalkeeper. Takes a deflection. Fantastic start for Scotland. Right on the front foot, what you were looking for. Looking at team formation, 4-2-3-1. Fraser off the right, McLean off the left, and obviously McGinn going to support Adams up top. Really positive.
Yeah, Mark, it would have been the absolute dream start. We've already seen Ukraine break up the other end. Defended well, and, you know, big night for Ryan Porteous. He tries to step forward, and maybe a bit rushed from him. He just sort of puts it out for a throw-in high up the pitch. But, it would have been nice to convert that one early on, but still a good early sign.
Yeah, should be one up, because what a chance it was. But it just shows you how brave, you know, Scotland are to play that way, how brave Steve Clark is, because right through the off, he's obviously told his team to press this team high up the pitch, don't allow them to dictate play, and we get a chance. I thought McGinn should have just rolled his left foot and put that in. But again, gives confidence away from home starting that way. I mean, Ukraine will still have fresh in their memory last week where Scotland ran over the top.
We did that to them a number of times, didn't we? Squeezed them in and knocked it back. Susan Finlay says, we missed the start of the show. Are you guys on to 11 by any chance? Sadly not.
No, my dinner's ready.
They limit us to a couple of them a month, I think, and we've used their quota.
I was raging.
Are you? You're a big fan of the 11 shows.
Yeah, I love the 11s. I love them.
We do still have work to do on this teaser before we leave you this evening. Looking for the 10 players that have only received one or two caps under Steve Clark. He's capped 52 players in his 40 games, but 10 of them have got two caps or fewer. You've got Stuart Finlay, Eamon Brophy, Alan Campbell, Paul McGinn.
We're going down the goalkeeping route because there's always one there.
Well, you tried Liam Kelly and Xander Clark.
Yeah, but we're going for the Rangers goalkeeper.
Alan McGregor?
Nah, you know. McLaughlin.
John McLaughlin, yes, well done.
Well done. Tony Watt on there?
Nope. There was always talk about maybe getting a call up, but it never came.
What about Jason Cummins?
Forget him. Australian international.
Do you not have a cap for Scotland as
I think he did in some friendlies previously, but not under Steve Clark.
Oh, right, okay. Right.
How many have we still get,
Gordon? You seem quite up in the five. Watch you, the one and two cap.
Whoever's texting him does.
He seems quite studied in this topic.
My phone's not moved, so.
Five to get.
Oh, I think we'll be struggling with
right, but
five.
Bear in mind, right, this can come into a couple of categories. It could be the Alan Campbells, the Paul McGinns, you know, that have been called up, you know, once and played once and had to.
Oh,
or it could
players.
Be guys that were coming to the end. And
Scott Brown.
No. The boy that went to St Mirren Celtic, left sided player.
Oh, Lewis Morgan.
Lewis Morgan?
Nah. Stephen Fletcher. You didn't follow my advice there, though, at all, did you?
I didn't even.
He said
hear
it's
it.
Worth bearing in mind. There could be guys that have got loads of Scotland caps, but only got one or two towards the end.
Right.
Russell Martin.
Nope. And I'll tell you what,
the lad up front, centre forward
Mikulenko, has committed two pretty blatant fouls so far, quite bad ones. And did he get booked for either of them?
No, he's been away.
A very strange start to
well,
the
his first one
performance
in the first few settings. That shouldn't matter anyway. If the ref thought it was a booking, it should have been. And again there in 6 minutes.
Both
so cheeky start from him.
Anyway,
the boy played up front. I played with Derby and everybody.
Ah, Chris Martin.
No, right.
Right, but you're at least getting a bit closer now on that. Come on, think. Did
Fletcher?
You say no? But
left back.
No.
McGrew.
Not that. No, he's got a couple more than that. I think he's got five under Steve Clark. But you're getting there. That era. Fletcher, McGrew.
McBurney. No, he get more.
Yeah, he's got way more than that.
Burke. Ollie Burke.
Yeah, oh, he's got about seven or eight. He's got seven.
That's outrageous.
Come on, more experienced.
Morrison.
No, again, no, that sort of, that sort of era.
Phillips.
Here goes Mudrick, Phillips, who we know is dangerous. Oh. And it's what a let off for Scotland. Oh. What a let off. Mudrick, so much pace, as Celtic fans know. Crossed into the box. Yarmolenko all alone inside the 6 yard box, and he blazes his volley over the bar. How much space has he got? Right, he's not in the, he isn't, he's on the line of the 6 yard box.
He should score.
Ah, that's an absolute sitter.
And where exactly are
any Scotland defenders?
Scotland defence.
Greg Taylor's got a problem because there's somebody missing in the centre of defence.
Porras.
He has to come in to cover Porras. He's got a 2v1 situation. He's looking. He doesn't know what way to go.
Huge let off for Scotland.
Listen, you need them in the game last tonight, Gordon. You need to carry a little bit of luck.
If you're Ukraine, you're wanting it to fall to Yarmolenko in that
waiting
position.
On the, it's the old cliche, you're waiting on the net to bulge there, aren't you? And you're, for us, you're delighted when it doesn't come. Oh dear, and Ryan Fraser's lost it in a dangerous area as well. Oh, nervy, nervy times indeed. Right,
come on, give us more
any
clues.
Any more on the teaser?
No.
Even, what about, he started his career in Scotland, left for a long time, and now he's back towards the end to finish things off, maybe? Once got a Scotland hat trick, I think, not too long ago. It was at Malta. Thought your Motherwell team were going to sign him, but didn't.
Oh, Snodgrass, right?
Yep. Okay. Now on the coaching sort of setup,
Stephen Naismith.
Yeah, Stephen Naismith. Well
wow,
done. Someone's, I ignored you. Sorry. Someone said Matt Phillips, didn't they?
Yeah, I did.
He's there as well.
Yeah. Come on.
Right, two more then.
Wee clue.
Stephen Welsh
would probably have been in this squad as a striker if he wasn't injured.
Oh, Stuart.
Ross Stewart, Stuart. Well done. And the last one.
Got that.
Again, probably in the sort of mould of McGinn, etc., who got called up and had to go and play. I think it was in one of those similar games. He's a defender. Hibbs.
Hibbs?
Yep, quick.
Wes Stevenson.
The other one. Legend in terms of appearances.
Oh,
and all that stuff.
Oh, Hanlon.
Paul Hanlon. Still goalless, that would be enough for Scotland to top the group, but it's going to be a long and nervy night. Whatever happens, we'll look back on it tomorrow with Hugh Keevans and Simon Donnelly. And in the meantime, Callum Gallagher is up next.